This is Precious Metals, episode number 36, the gold standard of underground radio on 101.5 UM FM. I'm your host, Tyler, and you just heard Monument by Der Weg einer Freiheit from Germany. That's from their 2021 album Nocturne, which I found just recently. Definitely some of the best black metal I've heard in a while. Tonight's episode, we've got a nice mixed bag of some grindcore, thrash metal, death metal, doom metal, some more thrash metal, some more death metal, and some classics, some new hits, maybe not hits, but you know what I mean. We're going to carry on into a track from the latest Wormrot album, Hiss, released just on July 8th, I believe. This is probably one of the best grindcore albums I've heard in a long time. A lot of dissonance and really unique songwriting elements that are lacking in the genre these days, to be honest. Even if Earache is a like garbage label kind of lately, this is definitely a highlight out of their catalog, I'm gonna have to say. After that, we have Razor with Violent Restitution from an album of the same name, released in 1988. And after that, we're gonna close this set off with a track from a death metal band from Montreal called Shesmu, named after the Egyptian god that eats other gods for fun. We're gonna play their track A Traverse Les Lambeaux from an album of the same name, and I hope you like it. You are listening to Precious Metals on 101.5 UM FM. welcome back to Precious Metals on 101.5 UMFM. You just heard Glass Shards by Wormrot, Violent Restitution by Razor, and A Traverse Les Lambeaux by Shesmu. Up next, we've got a couple more Canadian bands and a band from New Zealand. We have Lightning and Snow by Woods of Ypres from their 2011 album, Woods 5, Grey Skies and Electric Light. After that, we've got Sacrifice with Truth After the Rain from their album Soldiers of Misfortune. I think it's the longest song on that album. Definitely a highlight of Canadian thrash. And I believe that album came out in 1991. After Sacrifice, we're going to play a track from the latest Ulcerate album. We're going to play Inversion, and that album was called Stare Into Death and Be Still, which is an excellent album title. That's a band with, like, no weak albums, to be honest. They're all, like, almost 4 out of 5 stars, I would say. 3.8 and above, that's what we'll go with. But there's a lot of, like, crazy drumming on Ulcerate songs, and that's definitely what I would call the highlight of them. You were listening to Precious Metals, the gold standard of underground radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Whoa! We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Precious Metals 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host Tyler, and you just heard Lightning and Snow by Woods of Ypres, Truth After the Rain by Sacrifice, and Inversion by Ulcerate. We've got time for a couple more tracks, so as always, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. It truly does mean the world to me, and I hope you found a track or two you liked along the way. For the last couple songs, we're going to play some evil stuff. Not that we haven't been doing that the whole episode, but we're going to play a track from the new Esok Trilahum. Esok Trilahum? Yeah, that's a hard band name to say, but I think that's how you say it. We're going to play the track Thertra, and it's from their new album, Consecration of the Spiritus Flesh. I guess this is a one-man band from France. They're signed to I Voidhanger, which is like a half experimental music, half weird metal music label. A lot of their older stuff, or this band's older stuff, I should say, it's like really symphonic and keyboard kind of like driven metal music. Not typically my thing, to be honest, but this new one, it has like real war metal element that's like really vicious and a lot of fun. This guy can really play his instruments very well. Like, for a one-man band, he really does create a lot of noise. But after that, we're going to close her off with a classic, Sons of Satan by Venom from their album Welcome to Hell. That's the fiery opener on that album, as far as I know. Venom has that problem where they have like two good albums, maybe three, and the rest are kind of bad. It's kind of unfortunate to say, but you know, I'm pretty sure they're still touring to this day as like Venom AD. They're like, you know, those ideological disputes with band names that'll get you every time, and it's like, oh, which Venom is even coming here? But yeah, who really cares about their later stuff? Go listen to the like first three Venom albums. That's all you really need in your life when it comes to this band. But once again, I would like to thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night and an amazing week. Have a good night. I'm your host, Tyler, and this has been Precious Metals, the gold standard of underground radio.